your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. I got loud on you. I'm sorry.
You did.
How are we doing?
It's good.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I was trying to be chipper.
You are chipper.
I just got off the treadmill, and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
In weird places. Like, all of a sudden, I just, you know how, like, you're doing...
Yeah.
And you're dripping.
Yeah.
And you don't think anything about it. And then you sit and then you go,
oh.
Ew.
There.
Ew. Like, no, not a bad thing. It's like, yeah. You know, I apparently, can I brag on myself for a second?
Of course.
So I apparently have done 3 straight months and I'm already moving into my 4th of at least 4 times a week, I do some sort of exercise activity.
Congratulations, babe. Good job.
Thank you so much.
So much better than me.
You know, we're going to get into it.
We are.
We're going to do it.
We
because,
are.
Because we decided it's been the 2nd of August was the last time.
Yes.
Anybody heard from us?
Yes.
And it is...
So 29 days.
29 days. We've been MIA. I've actually had some people go, you guys good? And then other people are like, summer.
And
it's
I
summer.
Had somebody ask me, are you guys still doing the podcast?
Yeah. So apparently we've left some of you guys hanging. We totally apologize. But I had the privilege of hanging out with Mama Chris, Marcia's mama.
Yep.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
That was yesterday. Dang. See, this is what's happening to us right now.
Yeah.
We'll get into the depths of it here in just a second.
Yeah.
But she was so sweet. She goes, because me and the girls, we've been kind of a little, not MIA as much, but not quite as frequent.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you guys still doing this? And we were like, yeah. And apparently she hasn't listened to the last 2, so she is very far behind. But the point was, she goes, do you know, like some of those talk shows that I watch and some of those things, they take... like summer breaks, or sometimes they take like winter breaks.
Yeah.
And she goes, it'd probably be good for you guys to do a break sometime. And I said, I think that's kind of what we're talking about.
That's
where we're in the space of. I know that school is just now starting back up for Marcia and I.
Yeah.
And
September's busy for Heather.
September's busy for Heather because she's going to go to a church. They actually asked her to send in a video that they could play to like say, hey, I want to see, excited to see you guys next week. And she sent it to Marcia and I, and we critique the crap out of it, unfortunately.
Nice.
But not in a bad way, more of
because you care.
Because we do care. Yeah. I think because we know who she is, and it came off very not Heather, right?
Yeah.
But there were some really good solid points in there. So we lovingly said,
I like this.
Sure.
Maybe adopt this.
Is better, I think, in this one.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like, you and I have just, like, we hit August. I think we were trying desperately to, me and Sebastian, to absorb as much as the last of summer.
Yeah.
Our beautiful girl, she had her friends that were about to take off to college. She's absorbing as much of summer as she can, even though she's working still
on
a fairly full-time basis. You have now moved into a new position where it's
new team,
which is causing you to have extra energy expelled out of you.
Yeah.
And then I have, for the last 3 weeks, been at the school. 1 week it was professional development week. And then the last 2 weeks, full weeks, I have been in the thick of it at school.
Yeah.
And so, again, these aren't excuses.
No.
They are like, this is where we've been. This is what's been going on.
Hey, here's what's going on with our lives.
And we're still marching on as far as firm footing and getting that established. I mean, it's established. It's just, I think it feels kind of like we're juggling, but on a very slow axis.
Yeah.
Like it's just, this is what we're doing right now. And then this is what we're doing. And then, hey, we're going to pick this up for a second. But it's like, it doesn't feel full blown on one particular thing. But God's like, you said it beautifully the other day. It almost feels like he's fortified our walls. And then we had a friend confirm it to us today.
Yeah.
Like, just solid, where we're making sure R4, you know, and it's not the R4 and no more, but it's, we're accountable.
Yeah.
We've got to make sure that our household is running, functioning properly and doing the things, and everybody is getting the time. And
it's like, am I solid? Are we solid? Are family solid?
Is our family solid?
Okay,
are the
now
kids
let's
solid?
Go.
Yes. And God has been, he is being so very gracious with us because he knows. I mean, he knows what's going on. I had a piece about doing the substitute librarian work. I'm finding out it is a whole other space.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than just I let these kids check out books.
Yeah.
I'm in classrooms with amazing, beautiful brains that just function differently.
And it's more than just it seems like it's more than just librarian type stuff.
Yeah.
Because y'all actually like teach the kids about books and it's their story time and stuff like that. You know, age appropriate.
Yes.
So, you know, because it is K-5.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
And it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all been good.
Yeah.
It's all been good because it's like we were talking to a friend of ours after church today and he's asking, you know, like, you know, you good? And I was like, yeah. And it's like, oh, you know, just kind of you're in the thick of it. I don't exactly remember how he said it, but it was almost like, oh, this is a little more heavy than you thought. And I said, actually, no, actually God, because I even told you like a month or two before I said, yeah, absolutely. This is happening. It has been genuinely, I'll get on the treadmill or I'll be working out. And it's like, I can feel the Holy Spirit saying, let's tie up our boots.
Yeah.
I love there's a song or a little like march chant, something that there's a church, and there's like, tie up your boots, put on your backpack. It's time to ride.
Nice.
And that's cool.
And
it's just, and I'm like, and that's what I felt. That's what I've been feeling over the last couple of months, over the summer.
Yeah.
And then just saying, Father, prepare me.
Yeah.
Prepare my stamina. Like I've been getting on that treadmill and just like, you hear me.
Yeah.
Scream worshiping.
Yeah.
And mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in every way, trying to just get myself in the right headspace in spirit, so that way I am responding effectively as I can, not just to these beautiful scholars, but these teachers, the administration, all these new players. So it has not been wasted time.
No.
It has not been lax. It hasn't been wasted time. And I'm really grateful that God gave us the summer. We didn't run hard like we usually do.
No.
We didn't. We did what? One trip? And then that was it, wasn't it? In July?
I think, yeah.
May?
I mean, May. It's like May was full.
May was full. Yeah.
Because, I mean, May is almost always full.
Yeah.
But May felt extra full because we went to for your brother's wedding.
Right.
And then it was, we invited so many people for your 50th.
Right.
And so that was fun and that was a lot. I mean, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I say it's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a little me. But it went really well. It was like, what did we do in June?
I think June we actually got to rest. I really genuinely don't think there was a lot. And then July came.
Yeah.
We did family reunion in Texas, and then August showed up, and then it was like we just kind of started everything.
We got back from Texas for the family reunion, which was for the 4th, it's like as soon as we hit the ground, all of a sudden it was like we were getting ready for
St. Louis.
August and going to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I think we pretty much talked about that last time that we were getting ready to do that.
Oh, okay. So I guess we can tell everybody now.
If that was August 2nd and we went and did that August 6th.
Yeah.
So we did that earlier this month and then everything else that happened.
Right. So August 6th, our St. Louis trip, we're allowed to talk about it now.
Yeah.
We got to go to St. Louis to Joyce Meyer Ministries. We were invited out to do a book study club.
Yeah, it was like a book club sort of
situation.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was really fun. It was really a friend of ours who works there.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, hey, like, random pitch meeting type idea.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how about for the next book release, we do, like, we invite people over, we let them read the book pre-release.
Yeah.
And we bring them here and we just talk about it and ask questions.
Yeah.
And they're like, sounds great. Put it together.
Right. Right. And so, this beautiful friend of ours, her and I used to work at the news station together.
Yeah.
And then she started coming to our church, and now she's married to a really sweet friend of ours.
Yeah.
Who, again, I think we said this last time, you guys, he has like this man crush on you. It's really sweet. You guys have a bromance. It's good. There's a mutual respect. You guys love to work out and lift heavy things.
Yeah.
But it's one of those situations where, she knows a lot about us. She knows a lot about our lives. She knows a lot of what I believe God has done in our lives and through our lives. And the name of the book is...
Healing the Wounds of Rejection.
Healing the Wounds of Rejection. And it's co-written by Joyce Meyer and Ginger Stash. And they're going to release it in September 9th. And then they're going to start releasing the episodes, which are roughly about 15 minutes long. Yeah. I believe it's on the website, and it's also going to be on their YouTube, something of that nature. But you're going to see Luke and I and eight of our new friends, kind of in a living room setting, just talking about different parts and aspects of the book and how it really hit us and what we did with it.
Yeah.
And, solid. I'm excited to hear the final product. I'm excited to hear. I don't know. It's like you. I know you who doesn't like to hear or see yourself or listen to yourself.
Yes.
I am genuinely excited to see how it all comes together. There was a pastor. There were.
It was just a good mix of people.
It was
good mix of people. Good mix of ages.
Yeah. Yeah, you had three guys and then the seven girls. So it wasn't like a balance of gender, but at least there was a mix of you guys. I believe so.
I'll probably watch at least the first couple few episodes, if not all of them, just because I don't remember what was said, but I know there was a lot of good stuff that was said.
So many amazing nuggets from everybody. Yeah. Like it was not one person didn't come up to the mic per se.
Yeah.
And so we had that opportunity to do that. And it just, to see the culture of honor, because everybody's been asking us like, oh my gosh, did you guys get to meet Joyce Meyer? And the answer is no.
Yeah.
But we did get to meet this, you know, this amazing person, which we've never seen before. Our friend took us on a tour of the campus and of the studios and the things. And Luke and I think the best thing I could say is that you and I walked away with a great appreciation.
Yeah.
We walked away with a sense of honor. Like it was a culture of honor that we saw with the people.
Yeah.
That they were just taking care of each other. And we said, that's what we want. That's who we want to be. That's if and when God decides to do something on a greater scale, that's our desire, is that's what that looks like.
Yeah.
And even if this is what it is for the rest of our days, the fact is you and I, we will always be walking in a culture of honor, and we will forever do our best to treat people better than ourselves.
Yeah.
So it was just really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So all that to say, yes, when that gets released, yes, it'll be all over their stuff, but we'll probably also do it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like push it, or at least talk about it.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Mars.
I think so. I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Because we joked with a lot of our friends, and probably with you guys too, that very well could be a lot of people's Christmas presents this year, because the book was, it's solid. It's solid. Your only one thing was you wish that there was some voices of men in the book, as far as giving y'all's point of view for...
Yeah, because like the stories and like, I want to throw up air quotes, like case studies, but it's not case studies. It's just, you know, testimonies and stories of... You know, yes, it was Joyce. Yes, it was Ginger. But then they grabbed like two or three other women throughout the book to kind of tell their stories and their histories and all. And there was part of me like, I kind of wish they would have talked from at least grabbed one man's story.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get that. But then it's like, as soon as I say that, I'm like, I know how a lot of men were raised. And it's like, I regret that, or I feel rejected. It's like, tough, suck it up.
Right.
You know, rub some dirt on it, you'll be fine. Just go to the next one. You know, because I think I told you one point in the process of reading this or on our way out there that, you know, they say that men, for the most part, especially like Gen X, millennials, and older, they are better at being salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole, in a broad generalization, than women.
Yeah.
And the reason is because men are better equipped, have a better history at getting rejected and being told no. And it's like, okay, I was told no. Okay, big deal. Move to the next one.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. But I think the beautiful thing was the three of you guys that were there. Like you said, I think... Number one, the fact that there was three of you, there's seven of us, and you guys held your own, and you brought every one of you guys were very transparent, very vulnerable, and honest, just very honest. And I think everybody, if they really tapped into it the way that I think I'm hoping that they did, just like the two of us, everybody got to walk away better.
Yeah.
And even more healed from rejection. So, yeah, just stay tuned on that one for sure, because we'll be pushing that, because I believe in that project.
It's
powerful.
And as much as it was dealing with rejection and healing from rejection and all that, it's like, if I can say it like this, kind of maybe even tongue in cheek, but it was a fun book. It was fun to read.
It was
a fun project to be a part of.
It was an easy read, but it was not, because it would take you into the depths of stuff, but it did it in such a way that it didn't feel like you were having to absolutely divulge your deepest, darkest secret. But even if you were, it was something that was bringing bringing it to the light so you could breathe.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a good book. I was impressed.
Yes.
We will be sending them out for Christmas. Just know that that will be the thing. So, did you have anything on there that you were wanting to?
As far as today, our topic, our soup du jour,
our soup du jour.
Yes. I mean, I know I mentioned this before.
Okay.
To you, and I kind of texted, what may be a long, lengthy title.
Yeah.
I mean, I say long because, like, it seems like lately our titles have been like 2 to 5 words. And so I want to play around with it. I want to just kind of like flesh it out. It's like, I know we've talked about some of this stuff in previous episodes.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about this a lot on our own. But like I said, I know we've talked about these things in previous episodes, but it's like, I almost want to like bring them together and just reiterate and hammer home some of these things, because I know there are times where we repeat ourselves, you know, especially because we're on episode 131.
Wow.
And yeah. And you know, we talk a lot about relationships. We talk a lot about communication. And so it's like, in the grand scheme of things, it's not like we have infinite topics to talk about when it comes to relationships and communication.
Right.
But I know we also do our best not to rehash.
Correct.
You know, it's like, even if we talk about something 3 or 4 times, it's like we try to bring like a new look. We try to bring a new angle to it. We try to bring a new message with it. It's like, okay, I know we've talked about this from this angle. Okay, this time we're going to talk about it from this angle.
Right.
You know, so it's like, so it's always new. It's always, you know, fresh. It's always, you know, oh, I didn't think about it that way. Okay, cool. So today, all that being said, today's topic that I want to, or theme that I want to play with, is service, sacrifice, and unity.
Okay.
When marriage is a higher calling.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what spurred this thought.
So I think what spurred it was, like, first off, service is because it kind of brought, it kind of started from, you know, when we think about Jesus, Jesus said, you know, the Son of Man comes to serve, not to be served, or something along those lines. I know there's a Bible verse, something like that, you know, so it's like, bringing that into it. And, you know, as far as, you know, what is it, Ephesians, where it talks about, you know, the role of the wife is to submit to the husband, just as the church submits to Jesus, and the role of the husband is to, you know, die to himself and take care of the church, or take care of his wife, just as Jesus died to himself and took care of the church.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that idea of service, of what am I doing for you? What can I do for you? How can I help you in this? How can I serve you in this? You know, hey, I see that you had a really long day. I see that you're running a fever and you
came home
from
school.
You had a chair thrown at you. So how can I help you? How can I, you know?
So the chair thrown at me was on Wednesday. Friday, I came home early from school because I had a fever.
Yeah.
And I passed out for 3 hours and you went and got the boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's been weird. And it's been weird because it's like, there have been times where it's like, we'll come home, we'll see each other at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's funny because some days it's like, it seems like we get home around the same time.
It really, it's here lately. Yeah.
And it's like, you're telling me all these things that drained your energy. And I want to like,
I want to tell you all these things that popped to me. Yes. Yes.
I'm like, I don't.
It's horrible.
Cool story, babe. Can I tell you my really good news now?
No, no. See, and I don't mind. I mean, I think I was actually thinking about this the other day. I wanted to apologize to you.
No.
But then at the same time, I'm like, I'm not going to apologize to you per se, because just there's nothing to apologize for. We're telling both of our stories.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really funny because it was like about the time that you would say, okay, babe, so here's the deal. I'm about to be moved into this position for a season. And then this was something that I got blessed with. And then I got blessed with this. And I'm like, I love that. Oh, man, babe, that's so good. Yay. And so I had a chair thrown at me. And then a kid decided he was going to just lay back on his back and just kick the living snot out of me. And then but then I had some of my new friends, we built like a little puzzle thing and it looked like Minecraft, and I think that they all dug it and they all worked together and nobody threw anything and it was a successful day. Yay. You know, and so it's, and then you're like, yeah, and then this, and I'm like, yep. And then I had another student that decided they wanted to bite my thumb, and I pulled it out just in time before I heard the crunch, and it was just, yeah. Uh-huh. So it's, and I've had to have the principal into my library, and then I've had to have our focus teacher in like three different teachers, yeah, three different classes, and just stuff. But you're excited and you're coming home energized and it's just really, really good. And yeah, and I'm not mad about that.
No, and I
you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, I hope you don't feel like I'm trying to...
No.
You know, I think you and I, we are exactly where we need to be, yes, right now.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing that neither one of us are trying to compete. Neither one of us are trying to, yeah, like even do the, oh, good for you. Oh, that's wonderful for you, babe. My day was crap. Yeah. You know, I, that's not how I come off.
No,
I don't think.
No, not at all. It's, no. And
let
I'm
me tell you
to,
what happened today.
Yeah. And I'm trying to come off as, you know, I yeah, want to hear your story.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal your thunder.
No.
And I don't want to cut your story short or, yeah, discount your story.
Right.
You know, but yeah, it is. It's like we, it's. It is, because I love how you tell, I say that, I get tickled when you tell, when you try to explain how busy I am at work, how it's like, you know, you maybe get to a
talk
chance
to
talk
to
me for
5 minutes.
Minutes
maybe
or
5
it's like,
minutes.
Or it's like you text me and it's like an hour or two before,
yep,
I'm able to get back to you. And,
yep,
I'm like, I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I,
because it, then you're as just you then have, you follow up, you're like, and I'm just as busy
because now our brown eye girl, like, she's trying to talk to me like on her lunch breaks and stuff,
yeah,
and she's, Mom, like, when's your lunch? And I was like, here's the deal, babe, I'm in this space now where it's like literally it changes every,
yeah,
day, it's not consistent,
yeah,
and so she's in the same space, like even yesterday when we're having dinner and she's texting me. But then she wanted an instant answer, so then she calls me. So it's like, it's just the roles. It's the season that we're in.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, everybody understands it. Everybody's,
yeah,
like, in this space of... And then I'm thankful Sebastian gets to be in the building with me, or,
yeah,
I get to be in the building with him. And so it gives him that extra time to... fill up his cup,
yeah,
and get him in a space, a good headspace,
yeah,
and that way when he sees me throughout the day, if he, like, he barely even sees me,
yeah,
throughout the day, and we're in the same hallway,
right,
so it's been, it's just good,
yeah,
it's good, it's different, it's good,
yeah,
yeah,
so it's like we say all that to,
sorry,
say, no, that's, no, it all went together.
Yeah.
You know, again, that service aspect is the, we get to take care of each other.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
and it is the, we get to take care of each other.
Yes.
We get to take care of our family. We,
yes,
get to take care of our household. You know, again, it's, you know, with stuff going on, it's like, oh, hey, even though this might not be my role in the family, I'm going to take care of it,
right,
because you need help, or,
right,
you've had a rough day. You know, it's like, hey, it might not be my turn to take to make dinner, but I'm going to make dinner.
Right.
Because I see it in your eyes, you're drained.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, even now, my eyes, yeah, just glassed over, didn't it?
A little bit.
but, like, can I touch on, like, even today?
Yeah.
So, because you have stepped down from security.
Yeah.
You've had the opportunity now to be in about a handful of services now, right? you and I?
Yeah, since the beginning of August.
Okay, so, and then that adds to our just yeah. kind of just, you would think, oh, well, that yeah. you take one thing out, and then it kind of loosens up the,
nope.
it actually made it go faster. So, we've now been able to be in service together a good handful of times. And we laugh now at this point because we've gone from you being on service or security to now they insist that they want to put us on the front row.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. It's fine. But
not that that's our aim.
Not that, no. That's, oh, gosh.
They're just the ushers are trying to fill seats.
And I think
they know they can tell us where to go.
If they can tell us where to go. And my prayer is just that they know that they can trust us.
Yes.
So, anyway, we start worshiping, and I found myself starting to slowly move behind you. And this, in my mind, is one of those places of service, okay? So you're talking about physical service. What can we do to help each other? What can we do to, you know, kind of fill each other's cups back up?
Yeah, and that's where I was starting. But yeah.
And so I would say I want to move to the next thing and say, what are you doing spiritually
yeah.
to help serve each other? Because I have had the privilege and the honor to be able to be in service. I stepped down from doing camera. Like, I did that for over 15 years.
Yeah.
And they asked if I wanted to be on the graders team, and then I got diagnosed with breast cancer, and
yeah.
and I stepped down kind of from that. And then I haven't picked anything back up.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Except that in my mind, I'm doing my best to, with you also,
yeah.
to help train our son how to
yeah.
walk into the presence of God.
It was, what, about 5 years ago?
Yeah. That I said,
almost 5 years ago, yeah.
That I said, I think I'm going to go ahead and step down so that way I can focus on Sebastian and
yeah.
Gabri.
Yeah.
But mostly Sebastian, because Gabri worships really, really, really well.
Yeah, she does.
And so, and not that it's a performance, you know what I'm saying. She knows how to enter into the presence of God. And so, Sebastian's on one side of you. And I'm on the other, and he's just content as can be being next to you. It's just a beautiful thing to watch
yeah.
him just really just like lean in with you. And you and God are just in this space. And I'd
yeah.
even asked you after church and I was like, what was going on with you? And you're like,
yeah.
I just wanted to empty myself out and for
yeah.
him to pour in.
Yeah.
And what I felt was all of a sudden I have your back.
Yeah.
And a lot of times us as women, wives, have this space of, well, you're the head of the house, or you're the husband, you're the protector, you're the one that should be doing you.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage and remind the wives, and the husbands too,
yeah.
the wives though in particular, that our job as women, our privilege as women, is we get to see our husbands in the most vulnerable places and spaces,
yeah.
right? And you, as a husband, should be able to feel that you can be transparent
yeah.
and vulnerable and safe with me, right? And in that moment, it's just like your hands were up and I'm moved behind you. I wrapped my arms around the front of you, and I could just, it's like I'm starting to pray all of the darts of the enemy, all of the heaviness of the work, of life,
yeah.
of things that you're protecting me and the kids from.
Yeah.
I'm praying those things off of you.
Yeah.
I'm asking that God just brings a salve almost over those places so that way they can heal to the point of wholeness as though it was not even there, because you have so many hits, it becomes raw.
Yeah.
And you become beaten down.
Yeah.
And then it's like all I could feel was, this is where I get to be the wife that says, I've got you.
Yeah.
And I heard it a lot today. I got your six.
Mm-hmm.
I got your six.
Yeah.
I've got whatever it is that you need.
Yeah.
And I looked at you and I said, what I felt right there was, babe, I'm going to help shield you from any of the voices, not on my watch.
Yeah.
Right? Not on my watch. And then I want to challenge the wives. Are you somebody that may be potentially putting an arrow in your husband?
Yeah.
Are you somebody that's doing cheap shots? Are you the one that is speaking not as kindly to him? Are you in his presence or out of his presence, especially out of his presence?
Yeah.
I'm going to say especially out of his presence.
Yeah.
Because like some of these beautiful tiny minds that I'm encountering right now, that their physical bodies may not be responding quite like others, right? Their spirits are not broken.
Yeah.
And when you're speaking words over them, their spirits are absorbing that. And they're either going to take on that or they're not. Are you doing that for your spouse?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll bring it back to men and women.
Mm.
Husbands, are you doing that for your wives?
Yeah.
Wives, are you doing that for your husbands? Are we coming into the Holy of Holies? Are we praying? Your favorite thing is, are you praying for your spouse? Okay, cool. But do they hear you when you pray for them?
Right.
Because that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Like we even, I probably will use that picture for this podcast. There was a picture that a friend of ours took. And you and I are face down on this floor.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I could feel your hand going across my back. And it was... Because I said, what were you doing today?
Yeah.
We're processing everything that happened today.
Yeah.
And I said, what were you doing? And you said,
I was doing my best to wipe off everything, every word and every label that's put on you, that has been put on you, that's not of God over the past 51 years.
Because one of the things that we found in the book that I had been reading, the one that we just talked about, Healing the Wounds of Rejection, that spirit of rejection got onto me back when I was in the womb.
Yeah.
And so because of voices and things that had been spoken and said. And so we've got to understand that that's one of the ways that we get to serve each other. Those are one of the ways that we get to come into unity with each other.
Yeah.
It's not just, I've got you with my words. I've got you with my actions. It's not that I just got you with my actions. It's, I've got you with my devotion. It's not that I've just got you with my devotion. I've got you with so on and so forth, right? Like it's, I am here. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
It kind of also reminds me of, I think we've said it, I don't remember if we've said it here on the podcast, but I know we've talked about it before, because talking about armor and protecting and all of that is, you know, in your marriage, are you, you know, do you feel safe enough to take off your armor? Or, you know, as a spouse, you should create a safe space for your spouse to take off their armor.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. And it is, that's important. You know, it's like, do I feel safe enough to be vulnerable, to show you all the gross parts of me.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so on and so forth. And that's, I think that's part of that service, mm-hmm. is that creating that safe space and creating that, yes, you can be vulnerable with me and to me, and it's trusted. It's safe. It's, you know, I'm it's never going to be used as ammo against you. It's never going to be used, you know, it's never going to be shared outside of us. It's
right.
This is us.
Right.
You know? So yeah. So that's the service part.
I love that.
Yeah. So then the next one, sacrifice. And that's, again, that's another huge one. That could,
yeah.
You know, that could be a
that's
whole,
a whole other podcast.
It could be a whole episode all by itself.
Yeah.
You know, because it is. It's the, you know, not just in the little things. I mean, but also it is. It's also the little things that matter. But it's, you know, what are you laying down of your wants, of your sometimes needs?
Yeah.
Of, you know, what are you laying down in your life or out of your life for your spouse, for your family, for your friends even?
Yeah.
You know, again, we're not saying never take time for yourself or never, you know, hey, I really want to get this for myself, or I really hope somebody gets this for me. Yes, communicate that, you know, work through it. Have that conversation with your spouse. But if it's one of those things that if you, you know, it seems like lately one of our latest phrases, catchphrases is like read the room.
Read the room.
You know?
Our daughter's favorite.
Yeah. You know, but it is.
Just
it's like,
read the room. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But if you know, you have that conversation with your spouse and it's like, okay, I think this would be really cool and I want to get this, but right now is not the time to get this.
Right.
Or, you know, if there's competing, like you really want this and I really want this. And it's like, you know what? I'm okay with delaying mine for yours.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, things are a little tight right now, so I'm going to make sure that you have a better meal than me.
Hmm.
You know, stuff like that. Or, you know, I really want to go out with my friends because I haven't seen them in a few months. But, you know, things are tight, or you really need me. You've had a rough day. I'm not going to, oh, hey, I'm sorry you got a fever and you're crying, but, you know, I was going to go
I'm
hang out
go
with my friends.
With the boys.
So see ya.
Yeah.
you know? So it is. So, like, sometimes it seems like so basic and small. It's
right.
Like, really? We're talking about that? I'm like, yeah, we're really talking about that because it's the small things.
Yeah.
That lead to the big things. And you can't, it's hard to master and accomplish the big things if you didn't learn with the small thing.
That's right.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm not going to get this candy bar right now because, you know, we're trying to watch our budget. And it's like, that will lead to the, hey, I'm not going to go buy this gun because we're watching our budget.
Right.
You know?
Right. That escalated quickly.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. But, you know.
But it's true.
Yeah.
But it's true.
You
it's
know?
It. I think a lot of it is we are in the process of saving for your 50th birthday.
Yes.
Right? And as much as it's like it's your 50th birthday, it is your 50th birthday. I didn't mean it like that. But but me and the kids really get to benefit from this birthday.
Yes.
I mean, mine was fun.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I would say that I was pretty much the only one that really benefited from the birthday. It's kind of all about me.
Yes.
And
that's okay.
And
it's
okay.
It's a birthday.
It was. But this one, like, we actually get to go do a trip and we get to spend some time. But we also know that we have to budget and we have to figure things out. And we've got a beautiful girl that's taking classes and doing things. And we've got an ever-increasing boy that is a hobbit now and requires two second breakfasts constant and things. It's crazy. So, but it's one of those, you know, I am a predominantly stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
But because we are doing what we're doing, I wouldn't even consider it. I don't know. I wouldn't even consider this a sacrifice. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
But I will say some people might.
Yeah.
I'm now doing this full-time situation, substitute teaching.
Yeah.
And I'm in the thick of it for the next 3 months.
Yeah. I would classify it as a sacrifice because, I mean, at the end of the day, is this what you really want to do? And there are days, no. I mean, I'll speak for you.
Yes.
I'll be the honest part of
you'll
you.
You'll be the honest one.
You know, especially, you know, especially when we talk about, you know, the things that we're doing for firm footing, the things we're doing for, you know, the increases that we want to do on all the fronts,
right,
that we've put our hands in our minds to.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, I know there are days where you're like, I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather be working on these other things.
I'd rather be working on the book, and I'd rather
right.
be, yep. All
you know,
things.
So yeah. It is, but so in a way that is,
yeah,
you know, but it is, it's that you're going to sacrifice your time.
Yeah.
So that we can save for a trip.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, and I'm probably going to look into doing more hours at work.
Right.
So that we can save up faster.
Right.
So yeah.
So it's even tweaking those little things, right?
Yeah.
Just having that understanding and going, okay, talk it through. I mean, I have people that come to me on a fairly regular, and it's funny because it does. It always feels like they're asking for not even necessarily marriage advice or relationship advice, but they kind of are sort of off the cuff. And a lot of it is, I find myself saying this more often than not, have you guys sat down with pen and paper? Have you guys sat down and what is your common goal?
Yeah.
What is the big picture?
Yeah.
And then start breaking it down from there. Okay, our big picture is potentially December, January of next year to do the things, to do the what. Okay, now let's start building backwards. How do we do that? What does that look like? What do we need to put into place? I'm very blessed. I'm able to work in an arena where our youngest is at. Yeah. So he gets to be with me and we get to roll. We have our oldest that's pretty self-sufficient, gets to do whatever she needs to do, where she needs, she can get herself where she needs to be.
Yeah.
That's not always the case, I understand, with a lot of the relationships and a lot of the families and some of the listeners that are, you know, are we have youngers or we don't have this.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to figure out what works best for you. Please do not compare yourself with other people.
Or try to imitate.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that because that creates a whole other stress.
Yeah.
That creates resentment.
Mm-hmm.
That creates a whole other thing of.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like a really weird, icky competition.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And sometimes it's like, it's back to the... If you're trying to, you know, well, Luke and Dina, it's working for Luke and Dina, so I'm going to do it just like Luke and Dina. It's like, no, God probably, has God called you to do it like Luke and Dina?
Right, right.
You know, because if not, it's not going to work out.
It's going to fail.
You know, so.
It's going to fail. And maybe because this happened to me the other day.
Yeah.
It's also, please don't go into that spiral of a place of, oh, well, that's easy for you to say that,
right?
You know, at least you have support at home, because like my response, what I wanted to say, I honestly said, this isn't about you. We were talking about this person, not about you.
Yeah.
What I did want to say was, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You don't know me like that. You don't know, the struggles that you and I have gone through.
Yeah.
People see this version of us today.
Yeah.
They didn't see us almost 14 years ago of where we started.
When we got married and I had no job.
And you had no job. You had no job. We lived in a 2 1.5 bath little less than 1,000 square foot duplex.
Yeah.
With our beautiful brown-eyed girl, who was 7, And then 2 years later, we had a boy.
Yes.
And it got really small.
Really,
I mean, it was already really small. But and if you happen to live in that kind of size and it's cool with you, people say, you know, tiny living. Oh, you know, tiny living. Yeah. You can go down to minimalist. Listen, guys, we've already been there, done it.
Got
We're
the
fine.
T-shirt.
Got the we literally we have wardrobes, and if God told us to do that, we know that we can.
Yeah.
But that is where we were, and the struggle was real.
Yeah.
And depending on the day, sometimes there's still a struggle, but it's not a hard struggle. It's a hey babe, we've been here, done this.
Yeah.
You know what? We know where our help comes from. We know where our source is. Hey, you know what? We probably didn't budget the way that we needed to, or oh, we didn't allot that bill, or we didn't figure that. Okay, let's just. All right, Father, how do you want to do this? Hey, babe, what do we need to sacrifice?
Yep.
What do we maybe not need to buy right now, or to do whatever we need to do?
Do we need to cancel or?
Yep. What do we need to cancel? What do we need to pull out of the equation? It sounds like. Well, that's really simple, guys. It is. It really is that simple. Well, maybe it's not that simple. Well, the only reason why I don't think it would be that simple is just the simple fact that one of you is incredibly selfish and you want your way and you don't want to change.
Or.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be kind.
I'll be kind. maybe it's they hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it's like, oh my gosh, we could do that.
It's super simple.
Yeah.
It's
because, you know, sometimes if you are on the struggle bus and you're. Oh my gosh, how can I do this? And I didn't even think that I could just go through and do this. Or I didn't think that I could just, I really can cancel that. Or I can, you know, unsubscribe to that. And it's like,
You could even call in your bill and say, you know what, we're going to be late on this. Could you help us out? And a lot of times,
Can I make a partial payment?
Can we make a partial payment? Listen, guys, these are things that Luke and I have done over the years. There's been times where I've called up like one of the bills I've gone online and it's like, oh, you want to push that bill back a week? Yes, please. Okay. And then we are able within a week to pay that bill. So it's just be honest with everybody involved.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see how many people actually do want to help you.
Yeah.
Nobody's really wanting you to fail, especially when it comes to bill collectors, things of that nature.
Yeah.
They want your money.
Yeah.
But if it's...
They're willing to
work with you.
If you're willing to work with them, they're willing to work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sacrifice. So just maybe just kind of go down the lines of the things that you have and say...
Yeah.
Where can we maybe cut some of the fat out
and
then just start watching where things go?
And have that conversation and write things down.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's uncomfortable. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
But the reason why I've determined that it's uncomfortable and hard is a lot of times it's like we weren't trained this way or there's this... But I want what I want when I want it. And it's like, well, like, that's not how this works.
Yeah, right.
this is, you're building, if you're wanting to build a life and a future, then you have to make sacrifices.
Yeah. And that leads beautifully into number three.
What's number three?
Unity.
Man. I like it.
You know, again. Yeah. Coming together in these conversations, coming together in trying to work out a plan, or coming together and going to another couple or a counselor or somebody that can be a mentor in that area.
Yeah.
You know, but coming together,
being unified.
We've said it countless times.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do in your marriage is remember that you're on the same team.
Yes, very much so.
That it is you and your spouse against the problem.
Yeah.
Not you against the problem and your spouse against the problem, or the problem showed up, so it's now you versus your spouse and your spouse versus you, and it's like that doesn't help anybody.
your spouse is your problem. No, that's not how that works.
No.
This wasn't like this until they showed up. And it's like, for better or for worse.
Yep, for richer, for poor, for sickness and in health.
Yep, till death do you part. This is what you're doing.
Love, honor, and obey.
Then figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, figure it out.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
Or, you know, well, this wasn't a problem before he showed up or before she showed up. It's like, it probably was, but you were probably really good at hiding it.
Ooh.
You know, I'll say it that way. Yeah. I'll call it out. Because there are times, I mean, I noticed it in my life. It was like, things that I thought were okay and were manageable.
Yeah.
We got married and I'm like, that's not manageable anymore.
Like what? My curiosity now.
My budgeting. My budgeting.
Yeah.
My financial train wreck that was my financial irresponsibility.
Yes.
You know, it was stuff like that. It was like when I was single, I was like, okay, I suck at this.
Yeah.
But I can manage it.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden it's like, I now have a wife and a child. I can't suck at this.
No, no.
You know, it is still not my strong suit.
No,
I don't suck at it.
Either one of ours, which is really sad. But
we work on it together.
We do work on it together.
Unified and trying.
We do. Yes. I think we genuinely do. We do our best to stand back and say, okay. This is what's coming up, because even in our calendar, our bills are in there.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's coming out, and this is what,
yeah,
you know, for the most part, like, there's some still stuff that we're still having to move around and do.
Yeah.
But for the most part, let me say, all the major bills, all of our major bills are in our calendar. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is what we'll say. We'll look at each other and say, okay, we have a major purchase coming up. Okay, you have a tattoo, get this coming up. It's not going to be the hundreds of dollars, but it's like, okay, babe, what is coming up?
Yeah.
What's coming up that's coming along the line? You know, do we need to move your appointment? What do we need to do again?
Yeah.
And that actually did just happen.
And we did. Yeah.
And it was like,
it was supposed to happen last week.
Yeah.
And it's going to be coming this upcoming week.
Hey, babe, we're going to be short, on this. We're a little bit on the tight because we now have bills that are starting to come into a circuit. Is that what I'm trying to say? What am I trying to say? You see my fingers.
I do see your fingers, and I know what you're saying. Cycle.
Thank you, babe.
Yep.
It's coming into a cycle. So we've got some new bills that are coming into a cycle, and it's like, okay. So what we do is we say this to our daughter. Okay, when you have a new bill that comes in, figure out the cycle, and then start trying to push money into that direction, so that way, even if you're just a little bit tight, it's not so overwhelming that you're like, now you have no money,
right?
Or you overdraw something.
Yeah.
And so we're still learning. I will say that we're getting better.
Yeah.
I do believe we're getting better.
Oh yeah, I think so.
And so, but I'm going to say for you and I right now, I would say we should start asking each other a couple of questions before we start purchasing things.
Yeah.
Like, is this absolutely something that's a necessity? Is this a want? Or is this, you know, kind of scenario? Is this something that you need right now?
Yeah.
Or is this something that you think, I think I would like this? You're moving into a new position. We're trying to upgrade your wardrobe a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of getting four, can we maybe just get two?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's going
into...
Or
can we find the budget options?
Can we find the budget options? Can we... Which I did.
Yeah.
I found you like something that was literally a third of the price of what it would have been.
Yeah.
So it's like, the options are out there. The ability to even sometimes get what you want. It's just, it's going to take a little bit of extra time. Our beautiful girl. She's texting us, right? And then she calls us. Hey, I found this amazing coat.
Yeah.
This is the price.
Oh,
my gosh. She told me.
Oh,
so she was like, hey, you know, I'm going to leave the store.
Yeah.
Because this is what we told her whenever she called us. It was like we were having dinner with some friends, and one of the friends is
and
like, haggle.
And they know her.
And they know her. They know yeah. her. So, they were yeah. like, haggle, haggle. And she's like, I can't do that, you know, kind of thing. So she said, I asked her today. She yeah. got it. She ended
oh,
up getting the
awesome.
Coat. And I pulled it out. They wowed it. I'm just, that's fine. It's a whole other thing.
It's a thrift store.
It's a thrift store. So she goes, the lady sees her walking around with it. She goes, so would you just decide?
Yeah.
And she goes, you know what? We're going to go look at a couple of other stores. And I'm going to think about it. So I'll let me think about it, and then I'll come back,
yeah.
you know, if I'm really, and she said, and she took $10 off. She says, this is the price that I'm going to give you, and the price expires when you leave the store.
Oh,
and she
wow.
goes,
nice.
Sold. And she nice. Goes, now, granted, Mom, I had to pay the original number because of all the tax and the
yeah.
stuff and things. And I said, but it was $10 less than what
yep.
it would have been.
Yep.
So I'm proud of, and I meant to tell that story to
yeah.
them today whenever we saw them, but
that's funny.
Anyway, so yeah, yeah, so she got the coat and she got it for less, so you can haggle.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can haggle
again,
but
can I split up this payment?
Can I split up this payment? But be in unity about it. Understand that even if one of you, I know it's hard, I know that this is a hard space, even if one of you comes with debt, you and I both came with debt, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's now, it's not, this is your debt, this is my debt, this is, now this is our debt.
Yeah.
This is something we
yeah.
get to work on. This is something that we get to tackle, so that way we can be better
yeah.
when it's all said and done. If you have a spending problem, or if I have a spending problem, okay, that needs to be kind of a conversation of, all right, what can we do
yeah.
as opposed to, well, you are always spending money and we never have any money and you've
yeah.
completely wrecked the credit and you've all done all the things. It what the best way to go about it as in unity is, hey, babe, I see that this seems to be a hard thing for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one that set it up front.
Yeah.
Like, this was not your strong suit.
No. Yeah.
We sat down and said, okay, what do you think would help?
Yeah.
And then that's when we had the $50 rule,
mm-hmm.
where if we ever bought anything that was over $50 by ourselves, we would be picking up the phone. We actually do it even less than that anymore,
yeah.
but just we'll call each other and say, or text, hey, I'm thinking I'd really like to get this. Would this be okay with you?
Yeah.
Is this in our budget? You know, is this, are you cool with this? Do
yeah.
you need anything?
Yeah.
Right? Like, is there something that's on your radar?
Yeah.
And, it's so funny because in my mind, I'm like, we don't really do that much anymore, but we're sitting in front of each other all the time whenever we buy stuff.
We are. Or so. If we are off on our own buying mm-hmm. stuff, like, hey, like, okay, I
groceries
go to Duluth.
Yesterday. Oh, Duluth.
Or,
yeah.
yeah, or groceries yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm at Duluth, or not, hey, I'm at Duluth, but you know, I'm going to Duluth.
Yeah.
What would you like the budget to be?
Right, right.
You know,
have a conversation.
Yeah, having a conversation up front, not like, oh, I found these pants, and oh my gosh, should I ask about these pants? It's like, no, we had a conversation about pants before
yep.
I left the house.
Yes, yeah. Be in unity.
Yeah.
It's the hiding. It's the secrets. It's
yeah.
it's like, it's the deception. Well, they're not very good at money, so you know what? I'm going to blow the money before they can blow the money. That makes absolutely no freaking sense.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Right.
Why would you do that?
Right.
You know, that's selfish.
Yeah.
On both parts. It's selfish on both parts.
It is.
The one that is on the struggle bus and, like, is going to just go blow the money, and then the other one is like, well, I'm going to go blow the money before they have the opportunity to blow the money. And
yeah.
it's just, and in my mind, I go, you guys are not on the same page. You're not
yeah.
even on the same team
yeah.
at that point.
And it's like, I don't 100% know why, how we got on the finance. This seems to be unity in finance, which is not a problem. Not
yeah.
a problem at all. I mean,
yeah.
this is good. This is good. But it also almost reminds me, like, some of these, like, you know, hey, you're bad at finances, or hey, you know, where's this a spending problem? It reminds me of your brother and his wife, you know, Bobby and Dawn.
Yeah.
of how, you know, because he's got a job where he travels yes. a lot.
Yes.
And he likes to get from point A to point B quickly and you not
know,
waste time.
Yeah. That's a good way of saying it.
Yes.
My brother speeds.
Yes. And so he used to get a lot of speeding tickets.
Yeah.
And it would really burn his wife. Like,
yeah,
oh my gosh, what are you
Dawn.
Doing? You know,
yeah.
you're sitting here wasting money by getting these tickets, you
yeah.
know, not like you intentionally try to get tickets,
right.
but, and was it God that basically spoke to her or, you know, basically wisdom from the throne?
It was wisdom. I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know which,
yeah.
where it came from. I don't
but
know
it
if it was wisdom from the throne or if it was just wisdom from a friend, but
yeah.
just, it was one of those situations where she said, I finally had to say, you know what? You're on the road a lot. It's kind of inevitable
yeah.
at this point. We just started, but they started budgeting.
Yeah. They started
ticket
budgeting
fines.
four speeding tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And they
and
are
she
about
said that
to
like all of a sudden that lifted up off the a whole bunch of stress.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, it's in the budget.
It's in the budget. isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Just to think of something of that nature. And you just go, well, that's crazy. Well, he could just stop speeding. And she's like, he could, but he's
yeah.
like, it's not like, it's not honestly like my brother tried to purposely.
Yeah.
He just, he does. He works all the time.
Yeah.
On the
and
road.
He does, yeah. And he doesn't, you know, he'll basically go like from one place to another. And it's not like it's 2 miles down the road. It's like 2 to 3 hours.
We're talking 500 miles
yeah.
at least at times where
yeah.
he will go do a job.
Yeah.
And he'll have some stops in between. My brother he has his own business, power washing and striping. So
yeah.
if you guys ever have any
And he does
jobs,
like travel centers.
Yeah. Like, and we're talking
like
massive,
loves and stuff
yeah,
like that. Yeah,
like truck stops and
yeah.
things, just massive parking lots, and they have decided that they were going to be in unity on some of on just all of these places and spaces.
Yeah,
and even in okay, this you're not good at this. Okay, well, maybe I'm better at this.
Yeah.
Okay, so in unity. We're gonna figure this out together.
Yeah.
Okay. Unity says, you know, Unity says, all right, babe, I'm bad at this, but you're not much better. So we need to go find somebody that can help.
Yeah.
Unity says, we're coming to the, you know, we're coming to the table, honestly, openly.
Yeah.
And saying, good, bad, and different strengths, weaknesses, and everything in between that for better or for worse, this is what we're going to do. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
It might take a second, but we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to bash each other. We're going to be supportive of each other.
Yeah.
We're going to be honest with each other and
yeah.
say, hey, like, I'm not good at this, babe. Or,
and the honesty without cruelty.
Yeah. Yeah. Like without the conviction, without the condemnation, right? Like
yeah.
just, I like that. Honesty without cruelty.
Yeah.
yeah. Hey,
because like in my
beautiful.
Mind, it's like I was trying to figure out a good word, you know, because it is, it's like, you want to be honest without like tearing that other person
right.
down or like,
right.
I can be honest, but also like stab you in the back at the same time. And it's like, Why do you have to like bring truth and cut me down at the same time?
Yeah. Like that's counterproductive in
yeah.
my mind.
Yeah.
That's counterproductive.
Yeah.
You've anything that you just built, you've just destroyed.
Right.
So it's like, don't be on the same team. Just
mm-hmm.
be on the same team
yeah.
about it. And know that it's just, you're going to have some really good days and you're going to have some not so good days.
Yeah.
You're going to succeed in a lot of these places, either when it, like, you know, they're doing really good serving me, but like,
yeah.
You know, the, what is the other ones you had? The serve, the.
Serve, sacrifice, and unity.
Yeah. Like, okay, they almost have, they have to go hand in hand.
They do.
Like, you can't
really
have
yeah.
one without the other. And so if you feel like you're lacking in any one of these things, or if you feel like, you know, you could do better in one of these things,
yeah,
it's going to benefit the whole bunch.
Oh yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that you really can't, can you? You really can't do service or sacrifice. I'm literally looking at the page.
Yeah.
Service, sacrifice, and unity. Yeah. You want a good, strong, solid marriage. Start with just one of those things and then start watching it build.
Yeah.
And then if you want a good, healthy competition, start seeing who can serve the other one better or faster.
Yeah.
Or who can, you know, take out the garbage quicker. Yeah. You don't like when I take the garbage out.
I don't.
It's funny. I try to do my best stuff.
I know you do.
It's fine. Or make the bed.
And it's just how I was raised.
Unless I'm in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, just let me do the bed, babe. Okay. It's fine. It's fine.
How I was raised.
I don't know if that would be considered service or sacrifice. I think that's your OCD.
Yes. It's a little both. It's a little all of them. I want to serve you and do this, but you're going to do it. So it's my sacrifice of not insisting on doing it.
Just give me the pillow, woman. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. This was a long one. This was a lot. This catches everybody up.
Yeah, it does.
Guys, we are absolutely going to do our best to get back on a
schedule.
A schedule. I don't know. There's a good shift that happened today.
Yeah.
I just feel it. Mm. I know you do. It's like it feels like just some things just became a little bit more solid.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And so we have got, we literally have this on our calendar. We are going to be keeping each other more accountable. Maybe we even ask a friend or two if they could actually help keep us accountable too.
Yeah.
And just remind us like, hey, we have people that are, you got people that are waiting on you that need to hear your voices.
Yeah.
And then you get to start.
I do get to start. I am going to resurrect the Equip Man.
I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. I think this week sounds like a good week.
I was going to say, I kind of set a goal for myself quietly.
Okay. Say it out loud so that way it's there.
I mean, the beginning of September was going to be there like probably like the first weekend of September. So this next weekend.
I love it.
Was going to be my, okay.
Let's relaunch it.
Yeah.
I love it. And then you're going to bring our little guy in the middle of it.
Yep.
I would love to bring our girl in.
Yeah.
She refuses.
She's too cool.
She is too cool for us.
She's too cool for in the
today. It'll be all right. We'll figure it out one day.
Yeah.
Heather will just hog tie her. I've determined.
Pretty much, yeah.
And Marsha will just, funny. I don't know. We'll figure out. Marsha's got a gift. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
She scares me more than Heather a lot of days, I got to be honest. But it's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.